Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Have you ever heard a little voice whisper to you that God could never love you? You've messed up so many times that He can't forgive you. You might as well keep this sin activity up. Or maybe you've heard that same soft voice say, "You're in too deep. This situation is so bad. Your marriage is over. Your kid is a lost cause. You'll never break free of that addiction. God can't get you out." If you have, you've been lied to by the father of lies, the devil. This month, we're featuring Halloween, the season that seems to draw a lot of attention to our enemy, the devil. Our kids think of it as a time to trick-or-treat, and we're talking this month about the tricky lies of the devil that keep us from experiencing the treats of our Lord. Good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Last week, we exposed two of the devil's favorite lies. The first, that he doesn't exist, and the second, and possibly his favorite, God doesn't love you. He wants to deprive you, to punish you. You know, Bruce, I was thinking about last week, and we never really talked about where the devil came from. How did we get a devil?
Well, thanks for that easy question, Jeff. You know, we could spend the rest of the afternoon talking about that, but let me try to give our listeners a quick overview. God created a host of angels before he created man, and one of the highest ranking angels was a being named Lucifer, and he apparently was very smart, very talented, very handsome, very musical. And
sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, and he believed that he was a great guy, and he was greater than God, and he was able to convince one-third of the angels that God created in heaven that he should be God, and so he led a little revolt with his army of one-third of those angels, and he tried to overthrow God, and God defeated Lucifer and his angels, and he cast them out of heaven. And Lucifer then assumed the role of God's archenemy, the devil or Satan, and those one-third of the angels became his demons. And they are working today seeking to destroy the plan and the purpose of God in this world and to destroy us, his people. And ultimately, there's going to come a day, and we need to understand that he's defeated, when God is going to pronounce the final judgment on him, and he will be cast into the eternal place of condemnation.
Oh, that's some great information, Bruce. You know, are there some passages of Scripture that maybe we could use as parents to tell this story to our children?
Yeah, Jeff, the two that are the most prominent texts, the one is in Isaiah chapter 14, where Lucifer is equated to the king of Babylon, and then Ezekiel chapter 28. That's Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. But, you know, I want to get back to the lies of the devil, and that story helps us understand, the story of the fall of Lucifer helps us understand another lie of the devil, and the one we want to talk about today.
Well, what is that lie, Bruce?
Well, that is that the devil is trying to convince us that he is more powerful than God. For example, he will tell you, God can't forgive that sin in your life, and God can't save that person, and God can never get you out of this situation, man. It's too big, and God is way too small.
I know. We've all heard that lie at some time, but how do we help our family defeat this powerful lie?
Well, I think the only way to recognize what a lie is to know the truth. And because the devil is a liar, God has given us his truth, his word, the Bible. So as we teach our children God's word, we're going to help them defeat the lies of the enemy. And one of my favorite verses, and I used in teaching my two boys about this, was 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And one version says it this way, "My dear children, you belong to God and have defeated the enemy of Christ because God's spirit who is in you is greater than the devil who's in the world."
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a great family memory verse, and everyone in our home should have it down pat, you know. And maybe you can have your kids print it out and post it on their walls or the door or a place where they're going to see it every day, because it is the truth that overcomes the devil's lie. And we know there is no sin that God cannot and will not forgive. We know there is no situation that God is not bigger than. And we know there is no person that God can't save. And there is no power greater than God.
Wow, Bruce, thank you very much. And I hope all of us will work on memorizing that verse tonight before we head to bed. And we'll look forward to being with you all next week, but until then,
let's keep building your house on the rock.
You've been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.